So we are in the fifth chapter of
Canto 3 of Bhagavatam. Vidurji has met Maitri Rishi at Gangatat in Haridwar, and he is asking question. The question number one is related to the jiva. It says, Sukhaya karmani karoti loke natai sukham vanyat varamba. All the people in the world, they do the karma for sukha. Everybody is doing for the sukha. But he says, nobody gets sukha. And at the same time, they are not able to remove their sorrow also. They are doing karma, but they are not getting sukha, number one. Number two, they are not able to remove their sorrows also. Bindeta bhuya tata evam dukkam. And not only that, he says, bindeta, they get dukkha again and again. Bhuya means again and again. Again and again they get dukkha. Yadatra yuktam bhagwan padinna. Oh Bhagwan, please tell me what is to be done in this case. What do you suggest in this case? And Vidurji explains why people get sorrow. Kyun dukkha hota hai? So he said, Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya Deva. Janasya. All the Jantas, all the people are Krishnasya Vimukha. Vimukha is not facing Lord. They are facing on the other side. Not facing the Lord. That is why what they do? Adharma Silasya Sudukhatasya. Therefore, they are doing Adharma. Since they are not facing Lord, they are facing world. World is opposite of Lord. Since they are facing world, they do adharma. In order to fulfill their desire, they are ready to do anything. Adharma. Sudukhita is not only dukhi, sudukhi. Not only dukhi, sushtu rupena, achhi tarah se dukhi hai. So dikhita achhi. Anugraha ye charanti nunam bhutani bhavyani janardasya. Please tell me, you are the sage saint, you know what is to be done. You are here for the giving grace to the all the people who are suffering. Then he again says, Tasadu Varyadi Varna Sanya Sanradido Bhagwan Yen Kunsam Hridisito Yachati Bhukta Pute Gyanam Satvam Adhikam Puranam. Please also tell me how the Lord enters into the heart of a devotee and purifies his mind. Then about the avatar he says, so the first question was about the jiva. What the jiva should do, why they are suffering, everything he has said. Now, karoti karmani kritavatara ya anyatma tantro bhagwan trayadisa, bhagwan trayadisa, bhagwan of the three world. Atma tantra is independent. When he takes the avatar, avatar means incarnation. What is this avatar? Avatar. What is the first the state of Brahman? Nirgun? Nirakar. From Nirgun Nirakar, when he comes down to Sagun Nirakar, that is also Avatarana. That is Ishwar. Ishwar is no form is there, but Ishwar is with Maya. From Sagun Nirakar, when he comes to Sagun Sakar, then again it is Avataran. From the higher level, he comes to the again lower level. In Sagun Sakar, we are able to see Bhagwan Ram, Bhagwan Krishna. These are avatars. So when he takes avatar, yatha sansarja, sansarja agra idam niriha sansthapya vrittim jagato vidyate, then he creates. Then sustains. Then after that, yatha puna svekha idam nivesya sete guhancha nipritta vitti. Then again withdraws everything in himself. Guhayam is in the cave. as if the Brahman is gave and he is withdrawing all Srishti again within that cave. Nibritti vritti. Yogiswar Adhiswar Eka. This Yogiswar Ishwar is only one. Before creation he was only one. Eka. Etat anuprishte baudha yathamasi. And then after that he becomes many and pravishta. He enters into it. So Eka Ishwar becomes many. And he has entered all beings. If that is true, then we all are Ishwar. We have got that answer. He has said that I am entered in each and every being. So he is with us. But we don't know. That is our ignorance. But he is saying again and again that I am there. Then the seventh.
Krishan vidatte dvijago suranam kshemaya karmanyavatara vedaihi mano na tripyattapi sunvatam naha susloka maules charitamritani.
Krishan means for the sport, for the gila. Many people are, kyun Bhagwan ne jagat banaya, is giving sorrow. Why? Krishan, his gila. It was his desire to become many. He was alone, getting bored. So he created the whole world. And he was so much fascinated with the world that he entered himself to enjoy. Kridan, it is his leela, it is his sport. Vidyate dvij go suranam. Dvij means Brahman, go means cow, suranam means devata. Chemaya karmani avatar veda, to protect these three. To Brahman, to the cow and devata, to protect them. Karmani avatar bhede, he has taken many avatar and did different types of karma as required. Different types of avatar he has taken. Puna avatar, Hans avatar, many types of avatar they have taken. For specific purpose avatar they have taken. Aves avatar, for one purpose. Finished the purpose and went away. Manona tripyati srinvatam naha susloka maule charitamritani. Please tell me that holiest action which he did after taking avatar. Manona tripyastapi, my mind is not satisfied. I am listening, but I am not satisfied. You see, in the worldly things you will get satisfaction. Every day, three times a day we eat and every time we get satisfaction. But never it is permanent satisfaction. We eat up to this much, after 4 hours again satisfaction gone. But here he says, I want to hear again and again, na tripyati, I am not satisfied. His actions are exceedingly holy. I want to hear them. You see, in Bhagavad Gita also it is said, why Lord takes the avatar? And you all know this. Yada yada hi dharmasya klanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Yada yada hi dharmasya klanir bhavati. Klanir bhavati, when the dharma goes down. When the dharma goes down, that means adharma increases. So therefore, abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Then I take a form. Otherwise, Lord, there is no time lag. The Lord will come once in the Dwapar, then he will come Treta, and in Kali Yuga it will come at the end of the Kali Yuga after 500,000 years. Whenever it is needed, he will come. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam. What is the purpose? Paritranaya sadhana, to protect the sadhus. Why protect sadhus? Because the dharma stays in the heart of sadhus only. So protect dharma, he has to protect sadhu. Dharma is not outside, dharma is inside. And vinasaya cha duskritam, those who are doing adharma, kill them. Vinas. धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे फॉर दिस पर्पज आई कम इन एवरी युग वेन एवर इट इज नीडेड युगे युगे एनी टाइम वेन एवर इट नीडेड ही विल कम गुड सो अबाउट द जीव इज क्वेश्चन इज आस अबाउट द अवतार अबाउट द ईश्वर इज ऑल्सो आस एंड अबाउट द सृष्टि ऑल्सो ही इज आस हाउ दिस क्रिएशन इज कमिंग इन अगेन इज कमिंग अबाउट द सृष्टि
अयि सत्त्वभेदैरधिलोकनाथः लोकान् लोकान् सह लोकपालान् अचिकृपद्यत्र हि सर्वसत्त्वनिकायभेदोऽधिकृतप्रतीतः
यही तत्त्वभेदै अधिलोकनाथ अधिलोकनाथ मीन्स् द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल अधिपति दैट मीन्स् द नारायण और श्रीहरि यह तत्व भेद व्हाट इज दैट तत्व व्हाट इज दैट तत्व बाय विच ही क्रिएटेड द होल थिंग व्हाट ही क्रिएटेड लोकान अलोकान लोकान मीन्स ऑल दिस लोकास एंड अलोकान मीन्स द डार्क लोकास इट इज सेड दैट वी हैव गॉट सेवन दीप ना सप्तदीप अराउंड दैट सप्तदीप देयर इज ए माउंटेन रेंज एंड That mountain is so high that the solar system is within this mountain, within this Saptadeep. So we get light. But on the other side of the mountain is dark, Alokan. So he created both Lokan and Alokan. Sah Lokpalan and also the administrator for this Lokas. Who will administer? That also he created. Achikripadyatra hi sarvasattva nikaya vedo adhikrita pratita. So what is the principle behind this different world? Kyun hi ek hi bana diya? Everything here? No. What is the principle behind the different world? So there are two questions here. Number one, what is the tattva with which he created all this? And what is the principle behind it? How the beings are placed in different lokas? Two things he has asked here.
Yena prajanam utatma karma rupavivdhanam cha vidam yadhatta narayano vishvasridatma yonihi etachano varnaya vipravarya
एतच्च न वर्णय विप्रवर्य विप्रवर्य मीन्स वेदाभ्यासी भवेत विप्र वेदाभ्यासी भवेत विप्र एंड हु इज दिस मैत्रेय विप्रवर्य द बेस्ट अमंग ऑल द वेदाभ्यासी ओ विप्रवर्य ओ मैत्री जी प्लीज टेल मी येन प्रजानमुत आत्मकर्म रूपाभिधानम च विधान व्यदत्त हाउ ही क्रिएटेड प्रजा of different nature, different karma, different form and different name. How he created so many beings with different nature, different roop, different name. How he created? You tell me about this. Naam, roop, karma and sabhav bheda. Sabhav means nature. Karma is different. Each person's or each being's karma is different. Naam Roop is different. How this has happened? You tell me. Narayano Vishvasira Atmayoni. Narayan has created all this Vishwa. And in this Vishwa, we find different beings. Their nature are different, their karma are different, their roop are different, their names are different. All are beings. Please tell me about that also.
Paravaresham Bhagavan Vratani Srutani Me Vyasa Mukhada Vikshnam Atripnum Chullat Sukhavahanam Teshamriti Krishna Kathamrita Ughat
Paravaresham Bhagavan Vratani Srutani Me Vyasa Mukhada Vikshnam Rishi, O holiest of the holy, I have listened about the dharma of para and avar. What is para? Superior. Avar, lower. We have division among our varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So who is the par in this varna? Brahman. And who is the lowest? Shudra. So I know the duties of all of them. I have listened from Vyas many times. I know. But I am not atrupnun chulla sukhavanam tesamriti krishna kathamrita ghatah. But now I am not satisfied with that. I know the duties of what is the duties of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. I have done all those things. But now I am not getting contentment. Atrupnum, atrupnum. I am not tripta. I am not contented. I am not getting sukha. You see, the vairagya is coming. Slowly, slowly vairagya is coming. The moment you start analyzing, kya kiya sara jivan? The vairagya will come. Take account of all your past actions, your assets of gravity. In account they call what is your asset, what is your liability, how much you have got the wealth and how much you owe to others. So total assets minus total liability is your net wealth. So when you take account of the pata lagta kya kya, everything is gone, kuch bhi nahi bacha haath mein hai, nothing tangible. And whatever you have got, that will not go with you. That all we know, not going with us. Atupna challu sukhavanam tesam rite krishna katham ato dhatah. But those were giving me only petty sukhs. Since we all are experienced here that sukh of the world, we know it for sure, those are all petty sukh. Why petty sukh? Why krishna tesam rite krishna katham ato dhatah? Tell me the krishna katham. He is more interested in the Krishna Katha. Why? Because these petty things have polluted my mind. I will be carrying the impressions of all my actions. Now I am more interested in Krishna Katha. Why? Because my mind will be purified. Even if I don't get Jivan Mukta in this life, at least my purified mind will go to the next body. Therefore the Vairagya has come. I am no more interested in the petty sukh of the world. I want Krishna Katha now. And what the Krishna Katha will do? Earlier also it was said, and again it will be said later also, he will enter into my heart through ears. And he will not sit idle. He will start cleaning my heart. That is why he is more interested in the Krishna Katha.
कस्त्रीप्नुयात्तीर्थपदो विधानात् सत्रेषु वसुरिभिरीच्यमानात् यः कर्णनाडिं पुरुषस्य यातः भवप्रदाङ्गे हरतिं चिनत्ति.
You see, this is the glory of katha. For listening to the Krishna katha, what will you get? Say, कः तृप्नुयाति तीर्थपदो विधानतः सत्रेषु. Who will be satisfied? Who will be contented? By listening to the Krishna Katha in the Sabha of the Narad or in the Sabha of Maitreya Rishi, when all the assembly of the devotees are there, nobody will be satisfied. They want to listen more and more and more and more. Raja Parikshit was there without taking a break for 7 days and night. He listened to the Katha. He wanted to have 1,000 years. These two are not sufficient. Give me so many years so that I can absorb all of them. Satresu vasurvi idyamana. When the great devotee, when they tell about this Krishna Katha, nobody will get satisfied. They will sit whole day, they sit and listen to the Katha. Yah karna nadi purujasya yato. He enters into the karna nadi. So simple, it's a very simple Sanskrit. Yeah, karna nadi enters, no other way will enter. Karna nadi enters ato bhava pradam geharatim chinnati. Bhava pradam geharati, geharati means, rati means attachment, geha means griha. We all are attached to our griha, geharati. What you may do, bhava pradam, and this is give you bhava pradam, this give you the again and again, the cycle of birth and death. This rati, this attachment, because of this attachment you are getting the continuously birth and death. Chinnati, it will cut. What will cut? Katha will cut. What? Geharati. So if you want to remain attached with your house and other things, I don't want to elaborate, otherwise you all will be scared. So in the next class nobody will be there. Chinnati. It will cut your attachment. Slowly, slowly it will cut your attachment. You see, there is one thing in this. Normally you see the fall. Who is getting the fruit of this Bhagavad Katha? Who is getting the fruit of Bhagavad Katha? One who is listening. Is it not so? And what is the normal law? Who will get the karma fall? One who is doing the karma. Is it not so? In Krishna Katha, if the Kathakar is saying, whose karma is that? Kathakar or the Srota? Srota. Now I will have to prove that it is Kathakar's karma. When the Kathakar is saying, he is saying by his speech. Speech is a karmendriya or jnanendriya? Karmendriya. And you are listening whether that ear is a karmendriya or jnanendriya. Kiska karma hai? Kiska karma, bolo. It is my karma. You have, when you are doing the karma, you are doing with the karmendriya. Jnanendriya gets the knowledge. It's my karma, but you are getting the fruits. I know what I'm. If I am doing action, the fruits will come to me. That is the general rule. Jo karega, so bharega. But here what happens, karma is done by someone else, the fruit is enjoyed by someone else, the listener gets the fruit. How? It enters through the ear. Lord enters into your heart. He will not sit idle. And whatever impurities are there, he will clean it.
Munir vivakshur bhagavat gunanam Sakhapite Bharatamaha Krishnaha Yasminrinam Brahmya Sukhanu Vadaihi Mati Grihitanu Harikathayam.
Munir Bivachu Bhagavat Gunanam. Here Muni means the Vyas, Ved Vyasji. He wrote Mahabharat. There also, there the Leelas are there. Muni Bivachu Bhagavat Gunanam. All the Gunas of Bhagwan are also, or these Leelas are described there also. Sakhapi, Vidur is saying to Maitridi, he was your Sakha, your friend. Sakhapi, Te Bharat Mahakrishna, he wrote Mahabharat. Yasmin Niranam Brahma Sukhan Vade, Mati Grihitana Hare Kathayam. There also, you see, he first described about the Gramasu. Gramasu in the world is so. There also they describe what the Gramya Sukh, the worldly Sukh, but thereafter what you have to do? You have to turn from that Gramya Sukh to Bhagavat Sukh, Krishna Leela Sukh, Krishna Amrita Sukh, Krishna Leela Sukh. You see, Gurudev used to say like this. Suppose the whole world is running toward, all the people are running toward the Jagat. Is it not so? All people are Bimukh of Lord. They are not Sanmukh. Bimukh. Bimukh doesn't mean that even if you are on the opposite side, Bimukh here means you are not thinking about the Lord. That is Bimukh. When you are thinking of word, you are Bimukh of Lord. When you are thinking of Lord, it is Sanmukh. So Bimukh, Sanmukh is not physical. Physical hota to sara din mandir mein baithe rehte. Oh, Lord is in front of me. No, not that way. Bimukh means you are thinking about the word. That is Bimukh. And Sanmukh means when you are thinking about the Lord while working in the world also. Then you are Sanmukh. So there also it is said, Yasriya Grama Sukhanubade Vati Gritan Hare Kathaya. There also he took this way. First he talked about the Grama Sukha, the empirical world Sukha. And slowly he turned toward the Bhagavad Sukha. Our Gurudev used to say like this, na? He, all the peoples are Bimukh. Bimukh means toward the world. They are not thinking about the Lord. And what is the job of Guru, Acharya? To make them Sanmukh. How? So first he will run after all those people. All the people are running toward the law, toward the world. He will also run behind them and slowly will take a lead. He will go in front. And then after that, slowly will take a turn. Then what will happen? All janta will also follow. The same thing is here written. First they talk about the Grama Sukha. Everybody is very much interested in the Grama Sukha. Why very much interested? Because it gives instant result. Turat, you get fall. Ek mahina kaam karo, you get the paycheck. You are very happy. You have to work again. But this Sukha, it will take time. You don't get immediate result. Sometimes it may take many lives also. So people are more interested in that because that gives result immediately. Less interested in Bhagavad Katha. Same thing is being followed here also. In the Mahabharata also, it is like that.
Sa shraddha dhanasya vivardhamana virakti mannatra karoti pumsah harek padanu smriti nivritasya samasta dukkhatayamashudhatte.
Then sāsratta dhānasya vivardhamānā, sāsratta dhānasya, if you listen to that katha with sraddha, what is sraddha? Sraddha means you must have a faith in that, ki this will take me to the Lord, that sraddha is required. We have got sraddha in everybody, in the pilot, in the bus driver, everybody has got the sraddha. यहाँ से शिकागो से चढ़ेंगे टेक मी टू दिल्ली वेन ई सेंग इज ही विल लैंड एट दिल्ली नो अदर प्लेस ही विल लैंड द पायलट विल टेक मी टू दिल्ली वी हैव दैट श्रद्धा ना बट वेन कम्स टू द गुरु आई विल टेक टू द लॉर्ड ब्रह्मन श्रद्धा कौन पता नहीं होगा कि नहीं होगा तो इट इज ए Sāsraddhādhānasya vivardhamānā virattimannatra. If you have got the sraddha, then what will happen? Vivardhamānā virakti, vairāgya will come, slowly vairāgya will come. You will never come to know that virakti, the vairāgya started coming. When you start listening to Bhagavata, Gita, Upanishad, what will happen? Slowly, 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 you will not like the association of like opposite of satsang. We call it dusanga, but you all call it this is dusanga. Satsang is dusanga. Slowly you will feel that you don't like going to now birthday party, you don't like. Or other chota mota thing, going to the cinema, you don't like. You don't want to read now film fair. Achha nahi lagta hai. Otherwise there was a time we wanted to know the what is happening in the life of this actress. Kiske kiske saath chakkar hai iska. Look. Now you will not touch. Sasratadhanas vivartamana vrityanatra karoti kunsa hare padana smriti nivritta samadukkhat ayam asudhatte hare padana smriti nivritta saipu. Start listening to katha the Lord. Nivritta sa samasta dukkhat. Nivritti, all the dukkha, samasta dukkha. It's not saying 50%, 20%, 30% dukkha will be over. It says, samasta dukkhat ayam asu tatte. All the dukkha will be removed. All will end. How do you prove in our BMI chart? I have explained many times.
Everything below
home, starting from vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, everything is what? Everything is anatma. And we have already proved that anatma gives us sorrow. Anybody has got any doubt? There are only two things, atma and anatma. Atma will give you sukh. The only source of sukh is atman, which we don't know. But that sukh we get it through word. Then we say, this object is giving me sukh. This person is giving me sukh. This being is giving me sukh. But really the source of the sukh is atman. Only sukh. Dusara koi source nahi hai. Atma sukh. And the source of sorrow is anatma. So from anatma, if I turn toward the atma, batao, samasta dukh will be over or not? Is it difficult to understand? An atma is giving me sorrow. Atma can never give me sorrow. Atma will give me sukh. But my understanding at this point of time is an atma is giving me sukh. If I start turning toward atman, turning toward atman means turning toward Lord. Turning toward avatar, Krishna avatar. From Krishna avatar to we go to Sagun Nirakar. From Sagun Nirakar to Khatam. Will you get dukkha when you reach there? No. Dukkha Khatam. Why dukkha is here? Because everything is changing and perishable. All anatma vastu is changing and perishable, that means why we are getting so, dukkha. If we disassociate with this anatma vastu, Shastri is not saying that this body is giving you dukkha, so to cut it and throw it, destroy this body. No, it's not saying that. Body will continue to give you sorrow because it is anatma. Changes, modification will be there. You have to accept it, that's all. And associate with the Lord. You will get so. Therefore it says, samasta dukkhat ayam asudhatte nivrittasya. All dukkha, samasta dukkha will end. Therefore, the only way to get over the sorrows of the world is Bhagavad Leela, Krishna Leela and knowledge of the self. First, I am taking you to the Krishna. When you reach to the Krishna, then you will like to know, who is this Krishna? Tell me. When I tell you the the essence in Krishna and the essence in you is the one and same. You become one with Krishna. You become Brahman. Samasta duk.
Tancho cha socha na vido nu soche hare kathaya vimukha naghena kshinoti devo nimishastu yesham ayurvrithavadagati smritinam.
Tancha socha socha na vido nu soche hare kathaya vimukha naghena. But Vidurji is saying that I am very much worried about the people who are ignorant, agyani. Why? Hare kathayam vimukha. They are vimukha. They are not facing, they are not coming to Bhagavad Katha. They are vimukha. Why they are not coming? Anaghena, because of their sins. Gurudev always used to say, there is no entry fee. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to ask permission of anybody to come into this hall, but the people can't enter. Why they can't enter? And again, paap ke karan. Because you have got paap. Paap will not allow you to come here. Punya, they will allow you to enter here. So those who are not listening, in spite of it is available, what is the cause? Papa. So clearly written. So those who have got papa, they will not come here. Now Premaji, next time in the board meeting you tell when they discuss, the people come here, they drop their children at the gate and go away, or some of them loiter in the parking lot, or some of them are sitting with the computer downstairs, but still they don't want to come and sit in the study group. Why? Anaghena. Because of the papa. Even if you force them to sit, physically they will be present, mentally they will not be present. Because of papa. What is this papa? This papa is your rajoguna and tamoguna. It makes your mind agitated. Or tamoguna, aayenge baithenge so jayenge. Tamoguna. Believe me, I see many people sleeping in Gita class also. I'm telling you. From this side you can see sleeping. हमको पता लग जाता है तमोगुण हैज कम व्हाई इट हैज कम पाप माया माया इज वर्किंग सो व्हाट दे आर डूइंग ही इज सेइंग छिनोति देवा निमिषस्तु येषाम आयु द काल देवता यमराज ही इज टेकिंग अवेयर देयर आयु इज गोइंग एक दिन निकल गया वन मंथ गॉन वन ईयर गॉन. He is worried about those people, they are, which are not coming, even if it is available. But what they are doing? Vritha vada, vritha gati, vritha smritinam. Vritha vada. Vritha means vain, worthless, talking. Vada. If you are not talking about the Lord or not listening about the Lord, you are talking and listening about world. If you are not talking and listening about Atma, that means you are talking and listening about Anatma. Gati. Gati means karma. If you are not doing the sukarma, that means you are doing the duskarma. What is sukarma? What is punya? One Mahatma said very clearly, any action which takes you to the Lord is sukarma, any action which takes you away from the Lord is duskarma. So any action which takes you to the world, according to Mahatma, is papa. Why? because you are collecting vasana, na? Each action will leave its impression. Vritha vada, vritha gati, gati also, actions also vritha. And smriti, chintan, continuously thinking also is vritha. You are thinking about the Lord, you are thinking about the world. It's vritha, worthless. It will not give you anything, it is vain. Same thing is said. You see, the vad is from speech. Gati karma is from deha. Smriti is from mind. Therefore, kaya vacha manasa. The same thing we studied in chapter 18 also, Bhagavad Gita, that you can do action by sarira, vang, mana. If you are coming to the Gita class, chapter 18, you will find the same thing. In Gita, Lord has said, Mokhasa mokkarmano mokjnana vichetsa rachasi masurim chaiva prakritim mohanim srita. I am inside of each being, but they don't think about me. What they do, mogasa. All our hopes are being worthless. Why? Why they are worthless? Lord says, you are hoping for the sukh, na? You are running about the world, running after the world for the sukh. But that is vain. You will never get sukh there, mogasa. You want sukh and you want sukh from dukkhale. Will you get it? Whole anatma is changing and perishable, therefore Lord has said this is dukkhale. See, in dukkhale you will never get sukh. But we are all hoping this will give us sukh, this will give us sukh, this will give us sukh. No, it will not be. In order to get sukh, we are doing various actions, moga karma. And after that, he said moga jnana also. To do the karma, we have to have the knowledge of that karma. Now Lord is saying that knowledge is also worthless. Worthless. Kaise samjhe? Knowledge is worthless. Those who are in the IITs, they know how fast the technology changes. You become outdated. Those who are lawyers, they know every year laws are changed. In medicine also, what continuously the research is coming, it is changing. So my knowledge, in India it is, once you become a doctor, you are always a doctor. No more exams, no more certifications. Always a doctor. Till your last breath, you are a doctor. But the jnana, move outdated. If you start giving mixture now, mixture and puriya. In the earlier times when we were young, go to the doctor. Doctor will make one mixture and will give you some puriya. Okay? And it works. Now that has become outdated. In India also now nobody gives you the puriya and mixture. When Gurudev landed for a jnana in Chennai. So the organizer said, before going to the Yajnasala, you have to visit one family, they are devotee of our mission, and this person is very sick, he is lying on the bed, we have to visit. Now Gurudev has no option. He has written, I don't know his name. I have not met him. Now I have to go because the organizers are saying that you have to go by this. Okay, chalo. Went there, this person was lying. The family introduced, he's a great scientist, he's got a doctorate, he researched something, once he was on the top of the world. Now some second research has come which has made it outdated. Khatam. The moment he came to know that his theory is now false, wrong, new theory has come, he has become sick. For that, starting from KG to get that theory, the whole thing, Gurudev said, is Mogha Jnana. It has changed. We spent our whole life in that, no? Why we wanted to become this and spend so much of time in specializing this thing? So that I can act in the world. Why am I acting? For getting the sukh. Is it not so? But sukh to milani. Sukh milani. What happened? Rakshasim cha asurim chaiva. Rakshasim. Asurim. Asuri means when you revel into the sense object. By that definition, we all are all asura. Those who rebels in the sense object, they are asura. And in order to fulfill your desire, if you harm anybody, then you become rakshas. So rakshasin asurim chaiva prakriti mohini sita. These people, those who are doing this thing, running after the world, this is because of the rajasic and tamasic gun. They are deluded by rajasic and tamasic. And you all know very well that all jivas are rajastamas pradhan. We all have got malina sattva. And the Ishwar is sattva pradhan. He also has got rajas and tamas. But he has got predominant sattva, therefore he is controller of maya. He is mayapati. And we, because of the rajotamo gun pradhan and with the malin sattva, we are mayadas. We are governed by maya. We are governed by rajas and tamas.
Tadasya kaushalabha sharma dātuhu harek katha meva katha susaram udhritta pushpebhya ivartha bandho shivayana kirtaya tirtha kirte.
Tadasya kaushalabha, kaushalabha means the son of Kusaru. The son of Kusaru means Maitriya. Tadasya kaushalabha sharma dātu hare katha meva katha susaram. Please tell me the hari katha sar. You tell me the essence, only essence. Give me the only the nectar, only the essence part you tell me. Udhritta puspeva vivavardhando sivaya nakirta tirtha kirte. Like from the puspa, from the flower, the bee takes the nectar only, honey bee takes the only nectar. Similarly, you also give me only the essence. Give me the essence, don't tell me the whole details. Day by day accounting. Nahi, you give me the sar.
Savishva janma sthiti sanyamarthe kritavatara pragrihita shaktihi chakar karma nati purushani yani swara kirtayatani mayam.
Saha viswa janma. Viswa means the word janma, creation, sthiti, sustenance, sanyamarthe. Sanyamarthe means dissolution or the control. Kritavatar prakrahita sakti. Kritavatar, he took the avataran. He came down from his higher level to the lower level. Pritavatara prakrihita sakti, taking his maya sakti. With the help of his maya sakti, he takes the avatar. You see, without maya, even the Brahman cannot take a form. For taking a form, you have to have five great elements. And the five great elements came from maya. So without the help of maya, door also cannot take any form. Kritavatara prabhita sakti, chakara karmani ati purushani. And he did ati purushani karmani. Karmani means action. Purushani, ati purushani means superhuman feats in that. Superhuman thing, which we can't do. Yanishwar kirtatani mahyam. Please tell me about that. What is his deela? Tell me the essence. What Bhagavan did. Sri Shuka Uvacha.
Sri Shuka Uvacha, Sahivam Bhagavan Krishtah, Kshatrapau Saravid Munihi, Pumsam Nishreya Sathena, Tamaha Bahumanayan.
Sai Bhagavan Krishna Chatra Kosar Vimuni. Question by Vidur, the question is over now. So if you want to summarize, it is about Jeev Jagat Ishwar. All the questions relate to Jeev Jagat and Ishwar. Jeeva's karma, about the Jagat, how the creation came into existence, how it is sustained and how it is destroyed, and about the Leela Javatar, Bhagavan. So all questions related to only Jeev Jagat and Ishwar. Sa evam Bhagavan Krishna Chatva Kausar Muni Punsam Nishriya Sthartena Tamabhav Manyan. The questions, he said, Punsam Nishriya, for the supreme good of man. Because these questions will help all of us. The question asked by Vidur to Maitreya are all our questions. We all have got the doubt about Jeev, Jagat and Ishwar. What is Jeev? What is Ishwar? What is Jagat? They said, Tama Bhav Manya. And after that, Maitreya Nirishi, he addressed all those questions with full respect, Bahuma, giving respect to Vidurji. Why respect to Vidurji? He will tell Maitreya Vacha, which will take up in our next class. Why he is giving so much respect to Vidurji?
Hari Om Sri Guru Namah Hari Om.